Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Alek Nakamuli, a resident of the UK, but a native of Alexandria, Egypt. He was present on Friday for the rededication of the city's Eliyahu the Prophet Synagogue. Mr. Nakamuli, you're a board member of Nebi Daniel, a France-based group seeking to preserve the heritage of what was once a bustling Egyptian Jewish community. Nebi Daniel organized the rededication weekend in Alexandria. How did it all come about?
Well, we heard that the Egyptian government was restoring the synagogue. A large part of the roof had fallen in. The synagogue had got sort of, you know, damaged with rain. And the Egyptian Minister of Antiquities spent 2 years and something like $4 to $5 million restoring it. And we felt we had to, you know, acknowledge this. We are extremely grateful to them. And there was an official governmental, let's say, inauguration about a month ago. But what we thought we'd do, we'd gather Jews who were born in Egypt in Alexandria and hold a Friday evening and Saturday morning service, a full Shabbat service.
Specifically about last Friday, you told an Israeli news site, The Times of Israel, we were actually sitting in our father's seats saying a full-blown prayer service. How did that feel?
Yes.
At what age did you leave? What memories did this bring up?
It felt extremely emotional. I was born, as you said, in Alexandria. This is a synagogue I used to frequent with my family. I was actually sitting in my father's seat, because all the seats have nameplates, so I actually sat in my father's seat, and I prayed with his prayer book, and I was wearing his ritual shawl, his talet, and it really felt very, very emotional.
At what age did you leave Alexandria?
I left when I was 13.
And that was in what year?
That was in 1956, in the aftermath of the Suez Crisis.
And how many times have you been back?
I've been back probably about 8 or 9 times. So I came back with my family first to show my children and my wife, what was life in Egypt and our house, etc. And then I also came back. We had a class reunion here. And then I've been back quite a few times for the Nebi Daniel Association.
What was life like for the Jewish community in Alexandria?
It was extremely pleasant. The Jewish community of Egypt was probably the richest in the Middle East. Everybody lived happily and worked together and socialized together. All nationalities, French, English, Greek, Italian, and all religions, Christian, Muslim, and Jewish.
You are listening to Alek Nakamuli, a resident of the UK, but a native of Alexandria, Egypt. He was present on Friday for the rededication of the city's Eliyahu the Prophet Synagogue. Mr. Nakamuli, what do you think made the Egyptian government decide to foot the bill for the restoration?
I think that the Egyptian government is now recognizing that there was a prosperous Jewish community, numerous. There were 85,000 Jews living in Egypt at the end of World War II, and they are beginning to recognize its passage, it's beginning to recognize its contribution to Egyptian political, economic, and cultural development. Until about 10 years ago, they were, I would say, trying to airbrush it out, but now they are recognizing it, and, you know, I said that's what caused them to, restore the synagogue.
As was said before, your group seeks to preserve the heritage of Egypt's Jewish community. How will the restoration of the Eliyahu the Prophet Synagogue contribute to the preservation of this heritage? There's almost no one left. What assurances do you have that the structure and other aspects of this heritage will be looked after?
They have restored the Eliyahu Hanavi Synagogue. They are also proposing to restore, from what I understand, the Karaite synagogue in Cairo. I mean, you're right, there is this contradiction in terms that there are virtually no Jews left in Egypt.
The rededication weekend is over, but you are still in Egypt. What have you been doing?
Well, I mean, I'm now in Cairo, and we visited the Jewish sites in Cairo. So we visited the synagogues in Cairo and also the Jewish cemetery in Cairo, the Bassatine Cemetery.
Alec Nakamuli, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.